Blackstone Audiobooks presents Jeeves in the Offing by P.G. Wodehouse. Chapter 1. Jeeves placed the sizzling eggs and bee on the breakfast table, and Reginald Kipper, Herring and I, licking the lips, squared our elbows and got down to it. A lifelong buddy of mine, this Herring, linked me by what are called imperishable memories. Years ago, when striplings, he and I had done a stretch together at Malvern House, Bramley-on-Sea, the preparatory school conducted by that prince of stinkers, Aubrey Upjohn, M.A., and had frequently stood side by side in the Upjohn study awaiting the receipt of six of the juiciest from a cane of the type that biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder, as the fellow said. So we were, you might say, rather like a couple of old sweats who had fought shoulder to shoulder on Crispin's Day, if I've got the name right. The plat du jour having gone down the hatch, accompanied by some fluid ounces of strengthening coffee, I was about to reach for the marmalade, when I heard the telephone tootling out in the hall, and rose to attend to it. "Bertram Worcester's residence," I said, having connected with the instrument. "Worcester in person at this end." "Oh, hello," I added, for the voice that boomed over the wire was that of Mrs. Thomas Port Arlington Travers of Brinkley Court, Market Snodsbury, near Droitwich. Or, putting it another way, my good and deserving Aunt Dahlia.